Well, we've spoken about the turnaround from 1 week to the next, yeah. And when it counts, that's the Panthers, and here's Trent Merrin. G'day, Trent, and well played.
How we going, guys?
Yeah, good turnaround, mate. That was a real, what do you say, dead cat bounce, TK?
Dead cat bounce.
Yeah, it was. The week before, we got a bit embarrassed, and we really had to turn things around if we wanted to give it a real good shake. And we were real hard on ourselves throughout the week. Our preparation was great, and we're in the game from the get-go.
Yeah. It's funny, with all the controversy to come out of the game, I guess the Panthers haven't got too much credit.
Yeah. Well, that's just the media these days. So.
Oh, bloody media.
Mate, it's horrible. But no, we're happy we're still alive. So that's the main focus. We've got a tough game this Friday night against the Bronx. And that's been our main focus since we got the job done last week. Everyone went into their own zones, and we're all preparing as hard as we possibly can.
Yeah. What was the main effort during the week from what happened at Brookvale?
I think it was just belief in ourselves. I think they jumped the gun straight away, and they played semi-finals footy on us the week before, and we weren't up to it. So we really had to bunker in and assess ourselves really hard and give us honest feedback if we really wanted to go as far as we wanted to in this competition. So we did that. We prepared really hard. We did our homework on ourselves, and we went out and executed.
You guys have got a really good record against Brisbane.
We do. But we're not looking at records. So. No. Semi-finals footy is a whole different kettle of fish. I think it's do or die. Everyone plays for the season. So it's going to be a tough gig, especially going in their backyard and trying to get the job done. It's going to be a tough battle through the middle, and that's what we're excited for.
And Trent, obviously we've been talking a lot about ref decisions. There were a couple in your match that we've been focusing on or been led into talking about. It is frustrating talking about those things after such great finals footy.
I think throughout the year, a lot of calls go or don't go your way. I think we probably owed a few this year, and they're probably coming at a great time. But we don't. It's hard. You don't really like looking at decisions like that. I think you prepare all year to play a tough game of footy, and that's all you go out there and do. The rest is in the God's hands, and the ref's hands, and that's all you can do. You can't really complain too much. Every year's different, but. We're happy that everything went our way and we're in the semis.
Hmm. Did Peach, has he admitted it, hit his hand yet? Or is he still saying no?
No, mate, didn't go anywhere near him.
Nowhere near him. Yeah, that's what we'd expect.
Apparently on NRL 360, I think they had a...
Overhead.
And one of our listeners said that they could see daylight between fingers and head. We didn't see that, obviously, from the bunker.
No, exactly right. Trent, with the Brisbane Broncos, you think you can get them in the forwards? Is that where you think the game will be won?
Yeah, most definitely. It's going to be a big game through the middle. We're preparing really hard. Us big boys, we know it's a massive challenge. We've got a great representative pack there, and why not test yourself against a pack like that? So, it's in their backyard. They're going to be fired up. So we're preparing as hard as we can for that battle.
Have you got any new moves for the dance if you win?
Oh, mate, it'll just get more energy.
Just energy.
there's a lot of work between here and there. So that's what I'm concentrating on first.
Yeah.
Trent, Matt Moylan was at the game last weekend. There were some rumours earlier on in the week that he could be included. He hasn't been included. Matt, is he around the club? Will he travel? And how's he going?
Yeah, I think, like I said from the start, they're giving him time away to clear things up for himself.
Yeah.
He's showing his support for us at the games, which is great. The boys love seeing him there. And he gives us some feedback too, which is great for the younger players in those positions. Like I said, the club's doing the right thing by him to give him that time away. He hasn't been around the club at the moment. They're just giving him that time to clear his head and get things back on track. So, it's great to see him attend the games and help us out there.
And Trent, is your gut saying he'll stay?
My gut's saying he'll stay.
Yeah.
He's a local junior. He holds his club close to his heart. So, we all love to see him stay. I'm confident that he'll stay, but yeah, the rest is up to him.
Mate, when you're preparing hard, I imagine you guys prepare hard every week, all right? I know it's a very, very long season. Do you do anything extra special, like have the forwards get together and make some sort of pact, or there has been a lifting in the intensity. I can see that from yourself and Tamo and even Bryce Cartwright now he's finding, you know, his best. Has there been some sort of pledge?
No, there's no pledge. When I say preparing hard, it's not all physical. It's more mental, just visualising the game at hand, at training, just doing everything you possibly can. That you know you've done everything when it comes to that whistle that you're ready to go. It's more about just raising the bar. I think in semi-finals footy, you just got to keep taking it up a bit. And if it's intensity at training, on the field. But the more you mentally visualise what's going to happen, what you want to do in the game, and start preparing that way, I think you're in the right position.
The good thing about you guys when you're playing well, I'm just reading this here, that you play the 80 and 21 tries between the 70th and 80th minute, which is, it's not a bad stat. You leave it a bit late.
They leave it
sometimes.
A bit late.
Yeah, fans don't like it too much.
No.
It's exciting. Everyone knows how exciting we are when we do play the style of footy that we're capable of doing. Our biggest challenge is just staying in that 80, just grinding through it, being in control. And then we know we're capable of scoring points when we need to. So that's our biggest challenge, is just playing back and forth footy for a big amount of the time. And hopefully we get to a period where we can break a team down and start opening things up.
And you just run that corridor at Benji Marshall?
No, we haven't done our homework on them yet. We're more focusing on our game plan, what worked for us last week, and just tweaking it a bit and going off that. We're not too sure who's going to be in their team yet. We're preparing as Darius is playing. So, we'll get to that. Probably even tomorrow night, but our main focus is us.
Good on you, Trent. Tough trip up to Suncorp, but we wish you well.
Thank you very much.